just me this week. It's myself and Emma Owen. And Emma has kindly agreed to come and have coffee with Colm. And she's going to talk to us about her experience at Pendulum Summit 2024. We were there a few weeks back in early January. And I'm going to let Emma introduce herself. She's from the City of the Tribes. She's a Galway girl. And she's in the film space. That's all I'll say for now. So, Emma Owen, fabulous to have you here. Thank you for taking time. Please introduce
yourself. Thank you for having me. Thank you so much.
It's going to be one of those conversations, folks. You can see it straight away, right? So, Emma, please just introduce yourself. Tell us who you are, what you do, and most importantly, where people can find you. Then we'll have a chat.
So I'm Emma Owen. Well, my company is called Baby Jane Productions, and we are based in Galway City. And we predominantly do film and TV projects, and we also provide bookkeeping services to that film and TV industry. So it's industry-specific bookkeeping. That's kind of like the bread and butter money. And we also have a website. If you want to go, babyjaneproductions.com, you'll find loads of information there about us and what we do.
Cool. And how did you get into all that? It's interesting that you introduced yourself by being in the film industry and what you do, but that you also provide bookkeeping specifically for the industry. That's an interesting way of staying in the sector. Well done, you.
Well, the foundations are the same. You know, as I say to people, the foundations are always the same, but it's just that because we get the Irish tax credit, because there's certain things we have to track and adhere to for revenue. You know, if you worked in Dunn's, I always use Dunn's and people kill me, but if you worked in Dunn's and then you came as an accountant or bookkeeper and then came to our industry, it would feel overwhelming just for the terminology and just the way we do things. We have a lot more detail than most businesses.
I hear you. I think it's great. I think it's a very intelligent way of approaching your work. Right, great stuff. Welcome. Come here. Great spending time with you in Dublin recently in the smoke. And we went to the Pendulum Summit. You were part of our little vagabond group. Thanks for being there. Thanks for being part of it. Did you enjoy it?
Oh my God, we had such great fun. Like the group, you couldn't have picked a better group and put it together. Like it was just the crack. And just the people that I happened to happened to sit beside, because it was all just randomly how we were placed together, like that there were three of us this side, two of us this side, and we just got on and we just took loads of notes for each other, or you know, asked questions. Like it was just, I really enjoyed it because it just gives you space to think about yourself but also your business from outside the business kind of point of view. You know, sometimes you get caught up in the day-to-day of everything and you get stressed out about that. But when you're able to step away and have people that are in similar situations, you can ask them questions like, you know, am I mad doing this? Or what does this mean? Or it was lovely. Like the experience as well of the group. Do you know, everyone was at different levels. So someone always could help you and answer your question for you if you didn't understand what they were saying on stage or an idea popped into your head.
Oh, nice one.
Yeah, I did. Right. I did like it.
Folks, I think Emma enjoyed it. I think she enjoyed it. Yes, was that your first time being at Pendulum Summit?
It was my first time being at the Pendulum Summit, yeah.
Okay, good. Well, look, I'm delighted that you came along. And come here. I was going anyway, right? I just threw it out to my networks and sort of said, look, lads, I'm going. I much prefer going with the group, right, than going on my own. And because there is that extra special sort of comfort, if you like, comfort blanket of having somebody that maybe you only met this morning, right, but there's some connection there, and then you can go and have coffee together or whatever. So delighted you enjoyed it. And you know, delighted that you're there as part of the group. And being there as part of a group, I think we all gained even more, dare I say it, even more. But Pendulum itself was wonderful. Your standout speaker. Who was your standout speaker and why?
It would have to be, like, who really stood out to me would have been Dr. Brian Penny. I hope I'm saying that right now. he was the man who had been an alcoholic. Oh, no, drug addict, I think he was. And he had an addiction. And he really, He got he just he went all the way to the bottom, but then he brought himself all the way back up again. But doing that inner work, you know, he really deep dived into himself and like put himself through university and then did PhD, then became a doctor, and then like that's why he really stood out to me. And he was Irish, you know, so it was relatable to me as someone in Ireland that went through this and could change their life, like really turned it around. So that's why he stood out to me. But I mean, there were elements of other people obviously there, but he was the one that stood out to me.
I hear you, and it's sort of an unfair question, right?
Yeah.
However, no, it is because we all experience the same speakers, right? But we all hear different stuff because of where we are at in our own selves, in our own lives. So I'm just curious what stood out for you, and Dr. Brian Penny stood out for you. That picture that he put up on stage of him at his lowest, and him and he's that picture of health today, right? Picture of health today. But he put up these two photographs, folks, on stage behind him, and one of himself quite recently, picture health, and one, and God bless him. Oh my God, talk about being at a low
Like
point.
unrecognizable, but really.
Yeah. And as you say, he went in and did the deep work. Do you mind me asking, why is that important to you at this moment in time? Why, of all the speakers, his message spoke to you in particular, do you think, if you're happy to share?
I think it's like you say, like where people are in their lives, you know, at the section of life. Yeah, I'm in my 40s and I feel like I'm in that space where you're questioning everything you've done up until this point. You're questioning whose voices are in your head. You're asking yourself, is this me? You know, you're trying to find your own voice again that you had as a child, you know, or even as a, I just remember as a teenager, like I always knew what I wanted. And I always did up until a certain point, and I don't know what that point was, and then I just lost it, and now I'm just back trying to find it again. So that's why he really stood out to me, you know, because I feel in some parts of my life really stuck and resistant. And I'm like, why am I so resistant? Do you know, and a big thing for me at the moment is exercise. Like, just don't want to do it. Just don't want to do it. And I love it. But it's kind of like everything with me. Like if you getting me to do something is hard. But once I do it, I'm like, well, what am I doing this all my life? I don't understand. And I want to break that pattern that I do to myself. That's what I do. I was listening to Mel Robbins this morning, and it was just a snippet that was on a video. And she was saying, the reason why you feel like, you know, a lot of people feel like resistance is because you're basing your decisions on feelings rather than a discipline or a value or, you know. And I was like, oh my God, that makes so much sense, because I go, I don't feel like getting up today, you know, I want 5 more minutes, or I don't feel, you know. And it shouldn't be like that. It should be about, you know, I choose this for me because, like a parent, this is good for me. So let's do this for us, Emma.
Right. Thanks for sharing that, but I can now see why Dr. Brian Penny's message struck a chord with you.
Yeah.
Makes sense. So thank you for being so open and honest there. So have you made any change since? Have you made a commitment to change anything? What's 2024 going to look like for you as a result?
So from the Pendulum Summit, like, so there was a few things. So I have signed up for an exercise program, and I am doing that, and I'm watching my health and my eating and that. And that was a big one. But for me, the pendulum was about business. And there was a few things that I wasn't doing that was hindering, I'm holding myself back. One was like, I really need to go in and look at the business and, you know, look at just the costs and the profits and, you know, go in. Because I had a conversation with one of the guys that was sitting beside me. Now, he was an older gentleman who had, like, he's retired, you know. So he was the other end of the spectrum. But he gave me a lot of food for thought. So I was like, okay, I must do that because I need to, you know, either slimline it. And the other big thing was, instead of saying, How can I do it? It's who can do it for me? And that's a big one for me. And it's a big, because I'm not, I'm like, oh, and it's not that I want power and control. I just want it done, and I just want it done where we all understand it to a high level.
So Emma is not a control freak, ladies and gentlemen, just to put it out there. She's
I'm getting better at it, getting better, getting better.
again, I'm loving the insights, Emma. Thanks for that. And that's for me is key. It's interesting, you spoke of Brian Penny, Dr. Brian Penny being your standout speaker and what it sparked in you. And then you said, and but Kendra was all about business for me. What's interesting is that Pendulum is all about everything. It's all about life. It's personal and business development. And of course, you and I have had this conversation before. Your business can never outgrow you or me. My or me. So we've got to grow as individuals for our businesses to follow suit. It's never the other way around. So it's interesting to hear you being honest with yourself in relation to that. I'd be probably the opposite. I'm very good at handing off work because I'm bone lazy, I love business, I love people, and I hate work, right? And so I always find somebody around me who's willing to do the work, if that makes sense.
I can be controversial.
Please, whether I say yes or no, you're going to be controversial.
I do wonder, is it a male female thing? And I don't mean that in the in a nasty sense, but I mean men are really good at handing off stuff and women just aren't. Like some women are, and obviously there's exceptions to all the rules and generalizations that we make. But I find a lot of men are, and I wish I had that. I wish I was able to go, because what happens in, I think, oh, I'm a bit scared. Like, how am I going to afford it? Or what am I going to do? Like, I get a bit scared. That's why then I'm like, I know what I'll do, and I'll do it. Whereas men are just, and then how do you know it's done right? Whereas I find men just go, just do it, and then show me, and we'll come back with you.
God, you've unpicked something out, but we don't have time to go into it all, but there's something in it. There's something in it. Is it male, female? I don't think it's as simple as that. I think it's probably the individual personality. Sorry, I'm just turning off my timer. I think it's more to do with individual strengths and weaknesses. And the fear of letting go is a big thing. It'll be done better if I do it myself. I used to be that soldier. I used to be that soldier because nobody could do it better. And then I realized that I was killing myself. And then I thought,
That's what happens, yeah.
I don't want to kill myself. So I've let go. And over the years, I have found many, many, many people who do it far better than I do anyway. Makes me sick. Right? But I've also found many people who don't do it quite the way I would do it. In fact, I read recently, I read years ago, I should say, that you can't hold somebody accountable for results if you supervise methods. Right? In other words, if they don't do it exactly the way I would do it, well, then they're wrong. That's not true. Are they producing the result that I want, or as good a result as I'm willing to accept? And so for me, the answer has always been I would much sooner somebody else do it. But if they screw it up, right, it's my responsibility and I got to swoop in and fix it. And I've had to do that over the years. And if you let go like that, somebody will screw it up and you'll say, oh, if I'd only had done it myself, it wouldn't have happened. But in my world, Emma, and I would recommend you consider this, it's always better to have somebody else do it because you swoop in once in 100 times. Get the 99 times free to be creative, if that makes sense. And I hope that, that's just my response to your dilemma. For your dilemma, Emma. Come here. Would you go again, do you think, to the Pendulum?
I would honestly, and I'd bring a few more people with me just to expose them to that atmosphere, because it's like you're all in that building together, you have your lunches. I was sitting upstairs, I was sitting downstairs, I was sitting in my seat, just so you could meet people and and see it from a different point of view, you know. And then the way they set up the lunches and everything, you know, you can just move around easily and freely, and everyone can talk to everyone. You meet some amazing people there.
Yeah, you really do. Yeah, I was delighted that you joined us. Genuinely delighted that you were there. It's great fun to have everybody like that. And I liked exactly how you described it there. We were all free to go and do whatever and be who we are in this environment. And everybody was there to learn, and everybody was there to be of service to others. If a question was asked, it was answered best people could. So looking forward to you coming back next year, and we'll go again. And as you say, we bring some more people with us. But in the meantime, we got to make those changes. And I want to wish you the very best for 2024. I think it's going to be magical. Emma, it's been a real pleasure. Thanks for joining for Coffee with Colin. Stay there for a minute and wrap this thing up and give you the last word, if that's okay. So folks,
Thank you.
thank you for joining me and Emma for Coffee with Colin, this special episode where we're talking about all things pendulum. Thanks for joining us. Please consider what's been shared here today and apply it into your thinking for this next week. And then very importantly, come back next week and we will share another coffee together and we'll ruminate on some other aspect of life and business and probably with another pendulum vagabond. In the meantime, get some great coffee for sure. Get some fresh air, get some R&R. If you spend too much time with other people, please take some time out and get to know yourself. Spend a little time alone. Conversely, if you spend too much time alone, please go out and meet some people and network. And then when the time is right, and only when the time is right, get your head back in the game, get organized for the week ahead, get stuck in, make next week count, and we'll see you this time next week for another Coffee with Colin. Sláinte. I really love great coffee. But the last word goes to my special guest today, Emma Owen. Emma.
My final thoughts would be, you know, be yourself, trust yourself, and never give up on yourself, because the road to success is not one way. It's up, down, in, out, all around. But you will get there in the end.